Novelist Sandy McCutcheon spends half the year living in the Medina in Fez in Morocco and has become friends with many of the locals, including two women whose commitment and determination have inspired him.
Let me tell you the story of Saba and Samira. Saba and Samira were two middle-aged married Moroccan women who were very lucky to get quite menial employment in a very fine Riad La Rosa in Fez, seen now as one of the top 10 boutique hotels in Africa, run by a French guy, but a French guy with a real sense of wanting to advance his staff. These women had no English and had never seen a computer, and it occurred to Fred and to I that it would be really good to get them to speak some English and maybe even to learn how to work on the computer. So I designed a very simple blog site for them called A Moroccan Kitchen. And Saba and Samira had started work on how to upload a photograph, how to type, how to write in English. 2 years down the track, that is a very successful blog in Moroccan standards. And Saba is now the manager of the hotel. And Fred Soller, the owner of the hotel, said to me the other day, "I'm quite happy now to go away for 5 days. Saba is in charge. No problem. She can do all the bookings, the accounts, everything." And Samira runs the kitchen, and she takes groups of tourists on shopping expeditions, talks to them in English, brings them back to the Riad, into the kitchen, prepares the food with them, shows them how they do things, how to make mint tea and all of the little things that people like to learn about, sits down and has the lunch they've prepared with all of the staff in the kitchen, and then in the afternoon prepares the main meal and the dessert for the evening for the restaurant at the hotel. And then they go and they eat in the hotel restaurant that evening. And that's the only thing they pay for, is the meal, and the meal is the same price as it would be anyway for anyone. So they've had a day of experience working with a Moroccan woman. To do this, these women have not only juggled their family life, and you've got to imagine what it's like for a husband in Morocco who's traditional in the Medina of Fez, and that's pretty conservative, who expects his wife to be there to look after the children, to cook his meal, to wash his clothes, to iron his stuff, get him ready for the mosque, shoot him off to the mosque, get him back from the cafe, all of that stuff. All of a sudden, she's away 8-9 hours a day. Yes, she's bringing money back, but that doesn't make up for the fact that all of his friends know that he didn't get his jellaba iron, or he had to stay at home and look after the kids and stuff like that. These women juggled that, went to a language centre and studied and studied and studied, so that now you can have a quite complex conversation with either of them, particularly with Saba, whose English is quite extraordinary, and Samira, who's slightly older, and it was more of a struggle for, and her husband was more recalcitrant about this whole idea. She is now doing very well indeed. And I said to them the other day, "Why have you put so much energy and your own family life, not in jeopardy, but in the shadow?" And they said, "Because it's always important to keep learning." And I think that was so sweet. And their blog in English, oh, sometimes there are things in French, and sometimes you see that they've copied and pasted something. But the fact that they can copy and paste, that they can take a photograph and upload a photograph, is just sensational. And a real, I guess, lesson to anyone of any culture about lifelong learning. You know, you're never too old to learn. And as one British journalist said to me just recently, "I couldn't blog in Arabic in a year, could you?"
Bearing in mind that the husbands may have been a little bit reticent at first, have they come around, or are they still, I don't know, hesitant about it?
I think hesitant's too strong. I think that there is a sense that they wish probably deep down that it were not so. But I think that there is a sense of pride that they're wives have achieved in another world, in a different cultural setting, a milieu that's totally different. And I've spoken to Samira's husband, and in public anyway, he is incredibly supportive, and I think that probably goes through to at home. Nobody can deny that these women have achieved. They're not merchant bankers who've achieved some great coup in the financial world, but in their own setting, what they have done is quite extraordinary.
That's novelist Sandy McCutcheon, author of the blog The View from Fez. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.